58.0. EDG 01140420261024, audio. Here I'm focusing on the connector with a very simple question, but with a not so simple answer. To transmit information over an electrical wire between the outside and inside of the station, electrical conductors are necessary. These electrical conductors, as they pass through the enclosure, will cause the station's temperature to vary. In what order? I don't know. Let's imagine the following situation. You have a power supply to transmit to a camera. I'll give you a choice, two wires for the power supply, assuming, of course, that this power supply is DC, or for the same power supply, 8. This difference is curious, don't you think? In the first sketches I drew on this subject, CEDE, D6, metal bars passed through the module enclosures to transmit electrical energy. One bar per conductor was planned. If I'm not mistaken, I raised the problems related to the transmission of cold within the modules at that time. Right now, I'm wondering whether it's better to have one conductor per polarity, or four conductors per polarity. There's a difference, and this difference isn't just in the intensity of the electrical current, it's also in the heat distribution generated by these conductors passing through the enclosure. I'm writing this immediately because it will affect the camera connection points. Let me explain. I'm thinking of combining the mechanical mounting points of the cameras and the electrical transmission points in the same connections. Why? For faster connection and replacement of the cameras if necessary. Yes, this is possible. I'm not claiming this solution is the best, I'm simply saying it's feasible. Another point concerns the routing of the conductors and radiation. Straight or angled? If you haven't guessed it yet, this sketch will be rejected by the EDE, D6. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. We are currently on April 15, 2026.